As for what's going on in Iraq right now, as always, it's a mixed message, and a big part of the current focus is the city of Fallujah, which was the unofficial headquarters of the insurgency until the U.S. launched that major offensive. NBC's Richard Engel once again in Baghdad tonight with an update on what's ahead for Fallujah. Richard?
Tom, I'm just back from Fallujah. There are still some isolated insurgents in the city, and on every block, at least one building is completely damaged. Many others are badly damaged. So far, the plan is for most of the city's 250,000 residents to return in stages. At first, only a few thousand will be let in. They'll be fingerprinted, given a retina scan, and then an ID card, which will only allow them to travel around their homes or to nearby aid centers, which are now being built. The Marines will be authorized to use deadly force against those breaking the rules. Tom?
Richard, what's the latest on the election? What's the thinking there about the schedule?
Today, for the first time, the Iraqi government issued television campaign ads encouraging people to register to vote. But at the same time, insurgents here had a message of their own, throwing a hand grenade into a school here in Baghdad, along with it a written message warning school administrators not to allow their building to be used as a polling center. No children were hurt.